Welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosha. Ready to play today is my girl here with me, my co-pilot.
I am here. Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have so much energy flowing through me, Lauren. I hope you're
Yay.
nice and calm.
Yay, yay. I'll be the grounder. Yeah.
Yay.
And co-pilot, I mean, like, we're both the pilots, right? There's no co, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but you, I'm going to do autopilot. You take the controls. I'm good.
I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm excited, as always, excited to be here. It's super fun just to be here right now with you.
Yes,
How are you?
I'm so excited, Zosha. I'm coming to you from sunny Florida. I'm
Ooh.
so excited. The energy feels so good here.
The sun warming you up.
And so is this special merman.
Oh, it sounds like breaking news.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's awesome. It's go ahead.
Are you going to
Sorry.
share any more? Or you just
Nope.
a little tidbit.
Just a little tidbit.
I like it. Keep everyone guessing. Well, yeah, that sounds very good. You sound great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So do you. And Zosha, this morning we went to a farmer's market and it was just so much fun. And actually, I saw this guy on a bike with a big like flagpole with the MAGA flag.
Our people.
Our people. I love it. I love it.
That's
And
so
then
nice. Go.
we've been to the beach twice, and the water is just, oh God, it's just wonderful. The ocean, the sand, it's a game changer. It's amazing.
How is it a game changer? Can you, how, I mean, I feel it's intuitive, we know that, but how is it game changing for you?
The energy, it just it the energy. Like last night, we went for a walk on the beach after dinner, and I was so relaxed and so calm. And the water's like 80 degrees apparently here. This is what I was told. I don't have a thermometer. I was so relaxed and just I wasn't. I stopped. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't thinking. It was amazing. It was wonderful.
It's like a womb. And then really being in the room, you are surrounded by water. It's cozy. It's our natural place. So it's so beautiful. I always love hearing that from you and others. It's, yeah, it's nurturing.
You're so right. I never thought about that. I love that. Yeah. Well, I am so excited about today's show. I have a feeling you are too.
Oh, wait, before you touch into it, can I just touch from last week? Because we had a funny conversation. So, we always love to joke about the drinks, whether it's Cheeks drinks or the Hussy Hut drinks. Well, BBS weighed in with a coffee name or a drink name, and I loved it. So, and you did too. So we have permission to share. I'll just say BBS suggested Lovacious Latte, which of course has the word love in it. So I felt that was awesome.
Ooh, I love it.
So
It's so
good.
good.
So we're all playing, and also just for the people's weighing in on it, or at least that's how I'm interpreting it. Did you notice they had the Breakfast of Champions,
I did.
and it was a mug of 0 point energy and light.
Yeah, it was so good.
Right. So good. So good. Then please check that page out at for the people.space. They had another drink, the sky juice,
That's
right?
right.
Sacred water infused with light frequencies. And Q says, "You're a glass of water with a rainbow in it."
Oh,
I'll have
okay.
that.
Yeah, I'll have what she's having.
Exactly. That sounds like you're having that at your beachside paradise.
I am. And actually, when I was we're at the beach this morning, and I was looking up at the sun, and I could see that rainbow around the sun. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So beautiful. Yay. All right. Well, good. So go on with what you're inspired about. Go ahead, drive, girl.
Okay. All right. So I have a song by Led Zeppelin that I really, and by the way, I was never interested in Led Zeppelin until like a year ago. After watching the Thor movie, Ragnarok movie, and when he comes in on the bridge, and kicks everyone's ass, I looked it up, and there we go. It started. So this song, I'm only going to read a few lines, but I feel like it tees it up for today's topic. And the song is Kashmir. Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face with stars to fill my dream. I am a traveler of both time and space to be where I have been, to sit with elders of a gentle race this world has seldom seen, who talk of days for which they sit and wait when all will be revealed. And aren't we there, Zosia?
I have chills, yes, such chills.
We are there, girl. We are there. I maybe move, cues moving through Kashmir.
I feel so. I feel so. Are you going on? Are you reading more?
No, that was I was just going to do a couple of lines.
Do it.
Oh yeah, those were the lines. I could do it. I could do some more. Talk and song from tongues of lilt and grace. Sounds caress my ear. Though not a word I heard could I relate, the story was quite clear. And then it's, whoa, I botched that one, but yeah, oh, baby, I've been flying. Yeah, we have. No, yeah, mama cares, ain't no denying. I've been flying. And it goes on and on. Talks about Shangri-La, and it's such an amazing song. I feel like you just have to hear it for it to do it justice, but I like this part. Oh, father of the four winds, fill my sails across the sea of years with no provision but an open face along the straits of fear. It's just an amazing song. I would encourage everyone, if they're inspired, to go listen to it, that and the Immigrant Song, and Ramble On. That's a good song. Ramble On. They're all good.
Oh, we could just do a year. Just
Breadcrumb
reading
Band.
the just reading lyrics of Q and us. The sun beat down, the traveler of time and space, and you mentioned the elders of a gentle race wait.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's right.
that's with
That's
great
right.
honor to be here today. Yeah, it's thank you. I really appreciate you doing that as the listener as well. It's such perfect synchronicity.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's something I'll never stop doing. I just love doing it.
And you didn't mess it up. It was beautiful. It's always beautiful to feel you sing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can't do it quite as good as the is the lead singer Robert Plant. Is that right? Forgive me if it's not.
I don't know.
I feel like it is. I could be wrong. Zosia, is it can we can with that can we bop on over to
Drive, girl.
oh
Go
okay
fish.
oh go fish. Okay, I'm so freaking excited because I watched the movie Contact with Jodie Foster. It's a 1997 movie with Jodie Foster. It's called Contact. I watched it. I'd never watched it before. I watched it about a week or two ago, and and I'm also referencing the For the People article, Force of Nature. And in the article, they say in the movie Contact, Jodie Foster as Ellie moves through an electromagnetic machine that looks like a 3D atom or an activated Merkaba field. She appears to travel to a space that looks very much like inner Earth or Middle Earth. There's really no space or time between frequencies, so what seemed like hours to Ellie is recorded as moments to her command center. So first, I wanted to tease this apart with, okay, what is time? And girl, I got like I need like I need a news the news broadcaster desk with all these papers because
Me
I'm
too.
oh, right? I feel like a news reporter.
You are.
Oh God, this is so cool. So first off, there's so many things that I would love to discuss about my experience watching this movie, but we kind of have to tee it up to get to that place. When I watched this movie and I saw what was happening in one of the scenes, I got lit up. I mean, I was lit up. I actually started crying because it was memories, it was knowing, it was activation, it was happening, and I was like, it was such a profound experience. I just got so excited. Okay, Zosia, time. What do we know about time? What have we been told or programmed to believe about time? We're told, and please jump in, time is not a straight, people, we're told time is linear. You're born, you live, and you die, pay taxes and die, and then that's it, you're done, bye. Well, time, it's not linear. It's not a straight line. And that's the lie that we've all been told. And what really is time? Okay, so help me out here. How do I say? So time, I loved the illustration you gave about, well, I don't want to say it, but
You can say it.
you made a comment about time being like a layer cake. Like it's like a layer cake, or you could say like the rings of a tree. Like it's not linear. Time is not linear. And so we're time travelers, and we don't even know it. We're remembering, right? So I remember Q, you called into one of the shows and asked Q, and forgive me, I can't remember which one it was, but you asked Q a question. And his response, a portion of his response was the brain loves sequencing. So we feel, okay, there's the dinosaurs, they're gone, right? Then there's, linear time as we've been told, the 1920s, the 1930s, the 1940s, the 50s, and that's dead and gone, right? So anything that comes to you to share about time, just to tee up the rest of the topic.
Well, as Q always says, there is no such thing as time, right? I feel he said 2,000 years ago for him is right now. So how does that look? How do you envision that? And for me, I gave an example. I asked him once, I keep getting like a spiral, like a slinky to me, because I'll just say I experience moments, different moments that are different topics, so to say. And he said, that's pretty good. So it's like, I have to explain it through how I saw it. So if you take a spiral, I would envision myself on, say, the right side of the spiral, looking at myself on the left side of the spiral in different expressions. So it's all happening at the same time. And I feel that's where we are. That's our omnipresence. But it helped me break it down into how, like, to sort whatever's getting, sort the feelings of the memories of the bleed throughs, what I was getting, being in different places. It's a lot. It's a lot. So that helped me to kind of have an image. And then I feel, is this when he also used the example of like the sea of joy? Each of our expression, you could be at the crest of a wave per your inspiration. So maybe we can take that as at one crest of a wave is a moment, either personal or collectively. So we can't look at it as how long it takes, right? It's just per our expression. There's so many multiple pieces in there. I really get what he's saying. The English language is not designed to express how we to express this.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's so helpful. The layer cake, the spinning plates, the layer cake, that those visuals really helped me.
How can you explain layer? I know how the layer click means to me. How does it mean to you? What is it? How do you feel it, if you don't mind saying that?
Yeah, so I mean, as you said, this is a lot. It's a lot to take in, right? It's just, I mean, I had somebody say to me a couple of days ago, we've only gotten to the laundry detergent part yet about the right? It's 'cause it's a lot. So this has been years learning about this, years with my highest excitement. I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. To me, I watch these movies, and let's say, for example, the Doctor Strange movie. I don't know the exact title of the movie, but he's able to draw a circle in the air, and it's a portal to a different place and time. But that's not on a watch, Zosia, right? Right? So, for example, like, are the dinosaurs really dead? I mean, is that on a different timeline? Can my brontosaurus self go back to that go back to that place? Right? Or can I go to, when I'm in a certain area, I feel something, or when I, with certain fabrics and certain clothes, and I just love it and I don't know why. I feel that that's tapping into the field of infinite timelines, if you will, and the inspiration. And just like the waves of an ocean, it doesn't stop. There's no beginning and there's no end. It just is always infinite. You're never done. You're always evolving. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that example when you mentioned the fabric too. Is that feeling? Is it, are we tapping into our other expressions? Is it awakening those quote memories inside? But it's interesting that you mentioned the word portal, because in the response that you mentioned, when I was asking Q, just to give a little background, I was feeling Egypt, I was feeling my land, I was feeling other places, multiple places, and just like, what is happening? Why is all of this coming together? And the question, it was the last question actually on PRQ, that his last show is when that question was. But I then, or at some point, maybe the one before, mentioned hieroglyphs. So Egypt was coming strong to me, and he mentioned hieroglyphs, and I shared how I got three to look at, how I came to it. But he said, when you gaze, like in a trance state with a hieroglyph, it makes a portal to yourself. And that was really so helpful, as always. And it, to me, overlays with what you're sharing, whether it's a hieroglyph or a fabric or something that we're deeply resonant with. I always just, okay, that's something else. It's another breadcrumb I just collect. Does that,
Yes.
but it's his words saying it, the hieroglyph makes a portal to yourself.
And that you created it for yourself.
Yeah, and that, yes, agreed. And also, that connects in, just to attach it to the layer cake. For me, if there's multiple layers, I see it as, okay, here's myself in each of those multiple layers, doing or being or expressing differently. And if I stick my finger or straw through the layers, to me, that straw is the portal. So I'm able to go down the straw and tap into each layer.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Cool. Okay, because that's how it comes to me. It's hard to explain, but that's how I get it.
No, that's really good. That's really good. And I feel with ascension, you come to a place, a convergence point of knowing all of it all at once, but being able to choose which one you want to play with, but
Yeah.
based on inspiration.
Yeah. And then it's a lot too, because then I would have, as I would have memories, it's like, but I'm me. I'm just me right now. And Q said to me once when I shared something, he's like, just be here now. Because I was out floating out in other places. But it
That's
helped
fun.
me anchor in this body, because for me, I'm here to grow the light in this vessel. And I see us all as doing that. And growing the light here on this planet, the importance of being here right now and doing it. But it also taps into our abilities to go other places, to
Right.
experience or to experience other places. So it all ties back into the movie that you're talking about.
That's so good. I love how you explain it. It helps me. I'm a tactile, visual, auditory. I'm all of them, a learner. So, but okay. So Zosia. So we go to the part of the, so Ellie, I don't know, she's extremely intelligent and she's on this quest because she knows that it's not just us here, right? And she's needing to get funding to do her research. She finally taps into a frequency or a resonance, and I might not be using the right words. Basically, she gets to go and experience what she spent her life. It's her life's work, her passion. And I feel like that's what Q means when if your passion is your passion, nothing will stop you. Nothing stopped her from getting to where she wanted, what she wanted to experience. Nothing stopped her, which I loved her tenacity. And so in the movie, it shows her. She's in this, it's like a little, it's like a, it looks like a bubble, but it's a ball. And there's this apparatus that's moving in all different kinds of directions around her, creating energy. And that is an example of an there that what you could call is an atom. And they have it on for the people. It's a representation of the atom, which is our Merkaba, right? It's our Merkaba. And they basically, once the energy is at a certain place, it drops her. She drops in. It's supposed to drop her into what we call she's hanging above the Taurus field, and the Taurus field pulls energy in, and then the column that she's going into is the is a Taurus tunnel, and this is from For the People. It's a Taurus tunnel, and it connects two points in space-time. The entry point can be referred to as a ring hole or a wormhole, depending on size. They're both shortcuts through space and time. A Taurus tunnel can connect two different locations or two different points in time, making it a portal for time travel. Essentially, it bends the fabric of the universe to create a shorter path between two points at a great distance apart. So, I don't know if I'm doing it the best way to explain it, but I would just say go back to For the People, Force of Nature. This also links back to up to Nikola Tesla's work, and there's a great representation, a drawing, if you will, of this in the article. But she drops in and she goes through this wormhole, and they're recording it. You know, the U.S. Department of they is recording it, right? They want all, you know, play by play what's going on, but it goes static. It goes static, and she's gone. I mean, she's going through several of these tunnels, wormholes. You know, this is just my perspective, perception. I could be wrong. Then she ends up in what they refer to as inner Earth or middle Earth, where there's no space and time. Now, what I felt was interesting, and this is when I started crying because I'm just like, oh my God, I knew it. I knew there was another way. I just knew it. And but what was interesting, Zosha, she's gone for approximately 18 hours. The TV screen, the monitors back at command center, static. She's got a microphone on, everything, headset, reporting back. I'm seeing this, I'm seeing this, I'm experiencing this. And but they get static back in this 3D command center here in our cenote. What was interesting, Zosha, is when she comes back, she doesn't, there's no way for her to, of course, there are they cutting me out,
I
Zosha?
got you. I'm back.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. There was a pause on my side.
Okay,
It could
okay.
be me. Keep going. It's probably good on the recording. Keep going.
Okay, so what happened was the U.S. Department of they're grilling her, you know, and this is just my interpretation, asking her, you know, well, you say you went here and we spent billions of dollars on this and you can't tell us and there's no way for you to prove it. Well, isn't that interesting, Zosha? Because this version of humans, if you can't figure it out in the mind, then I guess it's not real, right? So if you want to, if you're doing this ascension journey, if you're doing this journey and you're trying to figure it out in your mind, good luck. Because you'll go, you can't. You can't. It's in the heart. You just can't. So I felt that was very interesting. And that's, if you try to, if people ask you about this stuff, they immediately go to the brain.
No one asked me about this stuff.
You know what I mean? Like, if someone tell me, like, you know, oh, okay, well, please tell me, try me, try me. All right, well, okay, you asked, right? And like, well, how is so you're telling me, I'm like, oh God, here we go. No, just forget it, just forget
Can I say something about
please,
the
please.
It's funny, not one person has ever asked me except us and in our group out here. So in the movie with the Taurus tunnel on the For the People post, they show bending space and time, which essentially looks like a piece of computer paper and you bend it in half and put a hole through it, like the layer cake. I was like, ah, it's just like the layer cake. So to me, that Taurus tunnel was that she went through took her from the top layer to the next layer. And then she went through many, so there are many other layers. So to me, I was like, okay, the layer cake does, it still applies for me as I see it. But it's also, if I could just read a couple pieces, this connects to the movie from the For the People post, Force of Nature. If you're aware of your own light body or Merkaba, you know that it's a vehicle more sophisticated than any anti-gravity spacecraft. So just connect it with the scene in the movie. For anyone, you can also just search the scene, the portal or time travel scene of Contact. You don't even have to watch the whole movie. The other piece it says is our light body defies gravity because the entire force of the Merkaba overpowers any other force. You could say anti-gravity is the electromagnetism of a Merkaba. Again, she was sitting in what looked like a Merkaba. And then the last part is, this is what they really don't want humanity to know, to your point. Because once we become aware of our basic essential powers within our own spirit, we can activate, disappear, and reappear anywhere we want. Every being of light is birthed with these gifts. That's what she did. She disappeared and reappeared
That's right.
somewhere else. But like you're saying, the mind beings couldn't get it. And it's also why we're so targeted. Those are our abilities to do that. Dark beings do not have Merkabas. We do. Light, the light has this. This is our power. This is our abilities. Now, I have examples and memories and knowings of myself doing this. Now, when I was young, I didn't realize I was doing this. It's Q speaking about it and me going back in my files, back in my Taurus field to recall and check it out and revisit it. Only we can do that. Again, that's why they targeted us so hard, observing us in the programs like Q's spoken about so much, because of these abilities,
That's
because
right.
of what's displayed in that movie.
And wouldn't you say, Zosha, that the Taurus, that when she goes down, that's the it says here in the article that's 0 point energy. Basically, the magnetic field of a Taurus creates 0 point energy.
Just like the coffee cup that they displayed in the recent post, a cup of 0 point energy. And to me, that's the inner state of peace. That's 0 point energy. That's being completely in your spirit. Hence, back to Q, always going back to that. Because if, and you referenced it by sharing about people going into their head about it. Because they're not in a state of peace. It's in that state of peace, the zero point energy. Ah, then the knowledge and then the true knowledge comes through source. Isn't it interesting? Q would state the when we go into our heart, it's like an umbilical cord to source. What does an umbilical cord look like? A Taurus tunnel.
That's good. That's really good.
It's incredible, right? What you're.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then just to give an illustration of what it looks like, two things. The Taurus field, it's a magnetic engine, and this is from Nikola Tesla's work, a magnetic engine and anti-gravity propulsion system. The magnetic field of a torus creates 0 point energy, a donut-shaped geometric form with energy flowing out from a central axis, curving around, returning to the center in an infinite self-sustaining loop. Infinite, right? That infinite comes to me. And then, what does Merkaba mean? Some people listening have may have don't have no clue what a Merkaba there. What did mermaid say? Merkaba.
A
Sorry, Q.
sexy way and mer but Merkaba, there's a reason why he said it that way too.
Why did you say it that way?
Mer and the for the people, mer is light, ka is spirit, ba is body, light, spirit, body.
There you go. That's what I was. There you go. You took the words right out. That's
That's
awesome.
us.
That's us.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take it from you.
No,
You
I
I
love
felt
it.
you asked me.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Keep rolling.
And it says here, your Merkaba, your light spirit body, can move in any direction while perpetually creating more energy. And then I liked how they brought up the sacred geometry, five elements, Platonic solids. It's tetrahedron, fire, hexahedron, earth, octahedron, air. I don't know how to pronounce this one. The ether, dodec, do I can't, I'm not going to botch that. There's
Dodecahedron.
there, thank you. That's ether. And then the isoca, help me out, Zosha.
I'm not looking at it. Hold on.
It's water, icosahe, icosahedron.
Icosahedron. I have no idea on that
You
one.
know what? You know what I just said? It sounded like I suck something. It's water, fire, air, earth, water, ether. They left out the ether, right? On purpose. On purpose. So, and I just this the this article was just is amazing. It's amazing.
Agreed. Agreed. I was going to say something on the can I may I give an example
Yes.
of feeling myself doing this? I
Yeah.
shared it with my kids and they're like, "Huh." It got them feeling into how they experience things. So, a couple years ago, invited to a wedding. Okay, this is how. Now, I didn't realize it at the time. It's just what I'm used to doing. Until I start reading for the people and listening to Q, and it was like, oh, okay, I do this. So this is my example. I'm invited to a wedding. Okay, do I want to go to this wedding? I'll have to fly across the country. So what I do is, and it's just spontaneous, I sit with it, I get quiet, I'm in my heart. This is me reviewing it upon. It happens instantly. Now hold the Merkaba and how we can move in through places. So I'm sitting at my home here. I envision myself in, if it's in California, in the state of California, in the town, in the location. I envision all the people around me. Do I want to associate with them? How do I feel? I feel light. I see the sunshine. I feel warm. I like the people. I feel laughter. So I sort of am seeing myself there. I am there. I am time traveling there to experience it. And then I come back to this moment in time and decide, yes, I would like to attend the wedding. And then I send back my response. Amazing. That's me going there in my Merkaba. I'm time traveling. Now, when I, in hindsight, now reviewing it after the wedding, is it exactly like I envisioned it? No, but the feeling is the light is the space. So I am able to stay in peace because I already went there to experience it. Just the experience, the manifested experience came later. I already went to the wedding. You can't
Wow.
figure this out with your mind, but it's in that state of peace.
And
We're
yeah.
doing it anyway, but I was actually aware. And many moments throughout my life, I realized, doesn't everybody do this? But it's interesting to observe and go back in my files and relearn or reobserve how it works. So this information is, like you said, the article. It's so cool because it over and listening to Q shows it overlays and just makes it deeper and deeper, comprehending what I'm actually doing. So, how and you don't have to answer this, but that experience of the wedding or how we make decisions, right? Q would always speak about that slower is faster. I was slow, I was going there. That's another level, too, just observing.
And isn't it interesting you sharing your experience and what how kids are targeted at an early age? Oh, that's encouraged to play and have fun, but then once you go into school, oh, that's all in the head. Yeah.
Yeah, because the play again, being childlike again, is spontaneous, playful,
The
like the
superpower.
dolphin. Yeah, I'm going to go play over here, or go over, play over here. That's in this manifested place, but we're doing it from our spirit, from our Merkaba place, from our zero point place. We're doing that instantly. It's just now, when does it catch up to the mind in a sense? And it doesn't have to. We're doing it anyway. But
That's right.
the remembering is helps put more granularity to it. And for me, and it grows. Oh, I do that there. Now I watch myself differently. I observe myself differently. And it's kind of to what Mermaid had mentioned, like she'd see herself in another vessel and then bring in those strengths into this body. I feel like that's my example too, to go back in my files and watch myself in this expression and others sometimes, but in this expression, I observe, oh, let me see how, okay, I was doing that. Or when didn't I do it? When did I make a decision and go into a situation I didn't prefer? It all overlaps. It all, for me, everything all entwines together. Do you ever make decisions? Do you observe that in yourself? Or have you, because we all have our own ways of doing it.
Yeah, usually it comes after the fact. So if I've made a decision, because I get so excited and then I'm like, oh, maybe that wasn't the best decision, right? So I'm kind of doing it bass ackwards, but it's a constant study. I'm constantly learning.
Observing, constantly observing yourself. Yeah, that is our process of breaking out of this, breaking out of the restrictions.
Yeah, and this is interesting because, the immediate gratification, you didn't respond back to me in email or text, and people getting upset, like, oh my gosh, so slower is faster. That's not encouraged in this world today. It's instant gratification, immediate answers.
Agreed. Can you hear me? What you said to that, I just had a feeling yesterday. A friend had texted outside this group. A friend, a dear, dear friend, had texted, and when I checked it and was inspired, I got back by a phone call because I prefer to talk, and it was a question. It was a big one, so I preferred to talk and anyway, we multiple I tried a couple times, and I'm not getting. Received. I was like, okay, that's fine. We live in our inspiration, but my feeling is that there's something because I'm not responding via text. You know, those of us, you really do select yourself out of the matrix. And those still in the mind and expecting, like you're saying, instant gratification, it's jarring to them. What you is that where you're going? Yeah, and it's interesting to observe, and we're all making our choices, and I see that as well. And it's, those of us, when someone loves you, it's like, well, do you love from the heart? Are we really present with each other? Or is it, did you respond to me the way I expect you to, or not? So it just gets interesting to watch. I feel that's where you were going, something like that.
It's everything that is encouraged here, it's just to slow you down.
Yeah.
So now I get why the importance of the homesteading. I didn't before, but I really do now.
A
It's really
do-over.
cool to watch. I remember. Yeah, a reset, a do-over, exactly. Something that I wanted to talked about, Zosha. Okay, so also, is it okay if I
Go
transition?
fish.
Okay. Okay, so they talk about in the For the People article, and this is from Amy Eskridge, Master of Electrical Engineering, Chemistry, Physics, Genetic Engineering, Anti-gravitics, and Nanotechnology. The seventh fourth of nature enables downloading yourself into a new frequency, traveling in and outside of time. Every being of light created by source holds this natural ability. And it has an image of Star Trek, a couple people on the holodeck, right? And to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're dematerializing. It's matter. We're just, right? Energy, matter. And then you rematerialize wherever, where you're going to go.
Exactly. I'm not a Trekkie person by se, but I feel they called that the transporter
Okay.
just for the techie people.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Because
I
it's what
botched
you're
it up.
saying. No. Just just so people visualize it. I could be mistaken, but they're transporting, like you said, yes. What did you make of that for our future and what we do?
I knew there was a better way to travel. I just knew it. I knew it. It's. I think it's. I'm excited. The virtual closet.
Exactly. Having a coffee in Italy
There you go. That's
or
right.
wherever.
Or wherever. It's amazing to me because it kind of brought it full circle about, how your tar every area is targeted. Education, religion, organized religion, healthcare, they're all finance, all of them are targeted. So in organized religion, and again, beautiful, beautiful beings. But the teaching is misdirection, something outside of you, because they don't want you to know that you're able to do this. Because when you do, it's game over for them. It's
That's
game
right.
over.
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to give an example that I heard recently, if you want, about time, because in the example that you gave in the picture where they're, leaving one, they're leaving the ship and then showing up in another location when they transport. So you said traveling inside and outside of time. That's our natural ability. So it's where you started the show with time. So I saw an example. Tell me if you get this. So, to explain time, so someone was asking the question and trying to figure out time. The person answering had all of her abilities. So she said, if you look at a speeding car, right? You look at a car race down the highway, you see it. You see it again. But if you keep speeding up the speed of the car, you just keep replaying it, and it goes so fast, eventually you don't see it. Because the person asked, what proof do we have of it in existence? So the measurement of the time, the slower car, gives legitimacy to the existence of the time that they put us on.
Interesting.
And he said, so time, this is from the guy figuring out with his mind, he said, time is the only true unit of measure, which we know it's not. But here in the matrix, that's the trick. And it gives proof to the existence of matter because there isn't matter. It's really, in my comprehension, it's really a slower frequency that it appears like matter.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because when the car went so fast, you couldn't see it anymore. And then the last piece he says is, without time, we don't exist. Well, they don't.
Yeah, right.
Which is what you said.
Very interesting that you brought that up because it's in my observation, people who are very successful in this 3D world, this lower frequency, it's with the mind. I'm not saying all, but a lot of them, it's with the mind. And it seems to me that numbers, black and white, it's a certain comfort level. It's cozy, it's known, there's no other possibility, it's end point. And that brings a comfort. Whereas with what we're talking about, it is no black and white. It is no end point A to B, right? It's not. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Yeah, not everybody wants to grow.
Yeah. That's okay.
It is okay. And it's where Q said too, like some will be left behind. It just be someone will choose where they prefer. And they might not prefer this. Like you said, it's okay. It's not everyone's mission per se. But
Right.
it goes back to the mind being and the heart being, right? Being in the mind, constantly analyzing, processing, and we see it as a tool to observe. But now I know when I was in the mind, that's the creating, that's the self-creating system. That's creating what they want on their timelines. So when we go into heart, back to like the umbilical cord, that's the portal to source. That's that Taurus field to source. I don't know if I'm using the right words, but that's that true connection to source. Didn't For the People mention sometime if you realized what is it possible? No one, you would just want to be in your heart and know more and more and more. Yes, I can attest to that.
It's really cool when you get these aha moments. And just I wasn't expecting any of this while watching this movie. I really wasn't. And the word that you use, crystallize, it just helped me to crystallize. It crystallized all of the knowledge and converged into it made it so I got it. It clicked.
Isn't that cool? And to just to help the listeners, it's just by that, to me, if you say it, by that scene, by you felt tears, you felt all of the feelings. Was that, is that how you get, like, is it a highlight? Ooh, pay attention to this.
Because why would my body, why would that, there's got to be a reason.
It's like what you asked me last week, how did it feel in the body? You know, when I met that being, so I'd ask the same to you. How did it feel in your body?
I couldn't stop. It just came. I couldn't stop, and it was just instantly. I knew. I just knew instantly. There's something to this. Ah, here it is. This is what I've been looking for. This I've been ser not looking. This is what I've been searching for. We're remembering.
And more, I mean, other words too, it's like more sorting, more light coming in. There's so many different ways to that I feel as through your expression as well.
And then Zosha, this came to me. I wrote this down. So if we can be in, as it says, omnipresence, so our spirit, we can be in multiple bodies at one time. We are in multiple expressions at one time. They said the Galactic Federation, they ended Jesus's mission, Yeshua's mission here on Earth, because he was he was activating people. He was healing people. He was removing the density, clearing the densities from the DNA, from the physical vessels. So they said, "No, we can't have that." So they took him out. Now, do you remember when Q said about JFK, and that we and now we know from the For the People article that that was a clone. They put in a clone that day. So, but then his spirit went into, he had a placeholder in RFK. And I believe then there's a placeholder in JFK Jr. So I wonder if Yeshua was, if he was, murdered essentially. But then it talks about him going to all these other places. I wonder if that's what happened. There was a place, there were placeholders in other vessels that were dedicated to this, the geometry, this of the Merkabah, it just worked. I wonder. I don't know. I could be wrong. It's just something that came to me.
Yeah, I love that. I feel even JFK didn't die on that day. So he's still, from what I got, he was still there, still here, still. I'll just leave it there. But it's the beauty back to Q, always pointing to the volume of light or the light versus the identity. So we're so used to, like you were sharing, we're so used to seeing this identity, this body. Q even said to me, "You love being you." Like, not always, but it's, we're so often so consumed with the body, what we like, what we prefer. I do this, I do that, I work this, and it's all about the identity. So, to your point, it's, as I feel it, it's the volume of light, it's the light expressing through the different bodies. So, it's the same light, it's the light. And yeah, there's different. Tell me what you feel about this. I feel the different bodies are prepped with certain epigenetics where the light can flow through fully or completely, close to completely, very little DNA restrictions. So there's, they're set up, so to say, or they're identified by the light, by the team, that they know the roles that they're playing, right? Especially with the Kennedys and the Trumps, it's very special families. Not all, maybe, I don't know, or every vessel, I don't know. But I feel, is that what you're touching on? So the light has the ability, like Q is omnipresent, as are we. Q always says, I'm no different than you. He just remembered first.
Right.
And we've all had experiences of meeting him. Well, we've all had many experiences or heard of experiences of meeting him in other vessels.
That's
He could
right.
move his light just as we are. I start to have experiences of remembering other vessels
Yeah.
instantly or for a long time.
That's right.
Is that what you're touching on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz you know, it the story ends there, or that's what we were told. You know, with Yeshua.
Yeah. Well, he's back again.
He's back again.
Well, his light is here.
That's right.
That's the trap, the identity that the dark would use, and then you could martyr a being. So get everyone focused on the identity.
Right.
And that's what keeps people from feeling, plus the epigenetics, from feeling the light come through Q. Not everyone knows who he is because they
Yeah.
can't feel it because they're caught in the identity. But you don't look like him, or you don't sound like him, or you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
So
He's
it's.
the chief table flipper over.
And look, BBS is telling us again, and we've only spoken for 2 minutes. We're glad, BBS, we have perfect connection. And we have to end it on this note. We'll be back next week at our happy hour, 5 o'clock Eastern time. And Lauren, it's always such a joy, such a big topic to cover. And I wanted to hear more about some of your contact experiences. So again, we can dig so deep in this topic, and it isn't easy. It's very broad, I feel, to put it into granular words, right?
It is. I struggle with how to explain it, but you know, do the best I can. We're doing what we can. Well, I, you
Yeah,
know.
you're doing beautifully. I'm doing, we're doing a, like you said, we're trying here.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I had so much fun with you today.
Me too, as always. BBS, keep up with the coffee names.
That's right.
BBS is going to play.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh,
Should
well.
we just say unstoppable love for everyone? Yay.
Yeah.
Unstoppable love to everyone. Thank you for being with us. Do you want to close it out with a kiss and a hug?
Yeah. I'm having so much fun. Thank you for joining us. Check out forthepeople.space and creationlightship.com, and just have fun and play. Do what
Yes.
excites you. And that's a wrap.